It's huge. I've always tried to make sure that all my dressing rooms have got that spirit, that unity. And when we do our recruitment of players, they have to fit in off the pitch sometimes more than on it as well. You have to get the right players. I think Leicester's success in the Premier League is down to that as well. No household names really. All gone and done their jobs, but the spirit has got them through this season and last season to achieve a remarkable story. And I've had that with all my dressing rooms, players that I have to enjoy coming into work, because if they're enjoying what they're doing, they're gonna give everything, every last little bit. And the staff get on with the players. They understand that when we're working, that what's required of them. And there's been a couple of rockets that have had to go along the way at times, but very far and few between. That's testimony to the players who conduct themselves in the right manner, who sometimes do your job for you, because if there's something that's one or two not have stepped out of line or whatever, they can deal with it in the dressing room, and that's a great thing to have. There's no bad apples, there's no little clicks that go off and, well, I'm not playing, I should be doing this, that and the other. It's a huge part of our success that we've had since I've been here.
Is it the worst part of the job to come next week, Simon, that inevitably some members of this dressing room won't be here next year because that's football, and maybe some of the squad that got you to this point won't be going any further?
Yeah, of course it is. We had a difficult time a couple of weeks ago when I was talking to the scholars about their decision making as well, who's been going to kept on and who's released. Ultimately, the first team players are the same, because I do feel that I got to know these lads really, really well. And last year was difficult as well, because when we won at Wembley, 2 days later I'm releasing players, so that wasn't any, but it's part and parcel of the job. I have to keep improving the squad, I have to make ruthless decisions that are going to help us along the way. So ultimately I'll thank the players that have helped us along our way and wish them well for the future, but it's something that will have to be done, and I think we'll be doing it early part of next week, as you said.
I know that you can't bet on football, but plenty of us outside of the game can, and a lot of people are betting on you for other managerial jobs at this moment in time, Aston Villa being one of them. How do you react to being linked with big, big clubs like that?
Well, I'm obviously flattered to be linked with people like that, but ultimately it's a reflection on what we've done as a club and the players that have achieved the results as well, and that's all you say about these things. I've been linked over the last 10 years with many clubs. I've turned down different opportunities at different clubs to stay at clubs. When you get awards for end of season or manager of the month awards, it's all about what the players are doing as well. So they deserve all the success. So anything that you get is nice to be linked with, but I've got a fantastic job and I'm working here as well. So keep striving to improve this club rather than worrying about what other people are talking about.
Is it just a case of you being informed if there is interest from other parties? Is that what you'd ask for, to be informed?
I'm sure the relationship I've got with Peter and the owner is that if anybody wants my services, they'll be honest enough to tell me. And it doesn't mean to say it's a yes or a no, that I'll be staying, going or whatever. That's all speculation, but I've got an open relationship with Peter that if I wanted to go somewhere else, I would tell them. If they wanted me to go, then they would tell me as well.
Leeds United to come then. What a nice way to end the season.
No, it's a fantastic fixture, I think, both personally and professionally as well. I think it's a great game for the supporters. It'll be a good atmosphere, and they'll be bringing over 5,000. We want to win the game to finish in that top 10. But obviously the two Leeds games were fixtures that I looked at when the fixtures came out straight away. So it's quite ironic, the last game of the season. But ultimately it's about trying to get 3 points. We played very well at Elland Road before Christmas, with a blow of being down to 10 men and the goalkeeper sent off. Should have got a result there, but ultimately it's about what we try and do now. And we're going to finish above them, which is nice, and we're going to finish above a lot of big, experienced teams who have spent a lot more money than us, and that's satisfying as well.